7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Chew up your butt, Nick. Yeah, it's Sunday, damn it. Yeah, ask me how much I hate Sundays. The current time is 1930 UTC. Oh, look at all those dude footprints. Yeah. So it's time for another exciting, oh so exciting episode of The Doobie-Bee-Bee-Bee-Ous G-Gung-Gung-Gung-Gung-Badonklers. That's right. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And three things. Why is it so damn windy? I'm walking by the puffballs. They're all depleted and weird looking now. Okay, so yeah, why is it so damn windy out here at Tranquility Park, Gyro Ball side? Oh, because it's Sunday. No, wait, that's not the problem. There's people here. There's a bunch of people. It looks like some girls' soccer team is practicing on the gyro ball fields, which shouldn't be happening because, one, it's not a gyro ball team. Two, there is no unscheduled play allowed on these fields. Blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. And also, I'm beginning to think that maybe we didn't get... Oh, wait a minute. I just remembered something else. I'm beginning to think that we didn't get as much rain as I thought. It was all misty and wet and damp yesterday. But it didn't really rain. And I noticed this only because... the parking lot here. Usually where I park, there's always some big, giant rain puddles. Huge ones. But, you know, like last week or sometime, they sort of regraded the parking lot, and so, I don't know, maybe it's just not collecting water the way it used to? Huh. Regardless. So here I am. It's a very overcast day. Very dramatic clouds with big dark spots and big light spots, and there's some pretty rapid upper atmosphere winds because those clouds are just moving. The clouds are zooming. Zoom! And it looks very dramatic. It's 10 degrees, at least 85% humidity. And I'm just watching a bunch of birds sort of flit around doing bird stuff. Huh. And I thought we'd come out here to Trank today. Maybe find some kind of mushrooms. Or something. I just passed that clump of puffballs that we found the last time we were here. They looked like they were puffed out. I didn't even mess with them. I didn't even bother. I just said, okay, yeah. There's those puffballs. And now I'm just walking up the trail. It's kind of damp. It's not too bad, though. Ooh, but as I walk up this little hillock, that thing in my heel, yowza. I don't know if I've mentioned this. I don't think I have. But, yeah, right there. Ooh, that was a good one. What foot is this? On my right foot, I have something very wrong with my heel. And it's not the bottom of my heel. It's the sort of the back of my heel. That is just absolutely so tight, muscularly, that I can barely walk. And it's not really noticeably crippling. Is that what I was going to say? It doesn't get really weird until I start trying to, like, walk uphill. Or have my foot at an angle where then I have to, you know, pull on that muscle group. And it just feels very tight. It feels like there's nothing flexing there that should be flexing. And this is so weird that, yeah, you know, I know what this is. This is my back problem coming back, returning to haunt me some more. Man, I can't wait. I can't wait until I can't move at all. It's going to be awesome. So anyway, you might be thinking, oh, Tobe, didn't you have these suspicions a couple weeks ago, like a month or so ago? Yeah, I had some completely different little issues with my foot, with my feet, actually, both my right foot and my left foot. And that all went away. Okay, hold on a second. I got to take a pause here to look at some big marmot tracks in the sand down there in the creek. Ha ha ha. Yeah, we got Mati's around here somewhere. They're just hiding from me right now. And I'm exiting the forest. It's going to be a little bit windy out here. We got to cross the road. Yeah, so the funny thing is, see if I can hide. What happens if I try to hide the microphone in my jacket like this? Yes, I am wearing a light jacket, but I'm also wearing my short pants. 10 degrees today. It's going to be 20 tomorrow. And back into the forest we go. So yeah, about a month ago, month and a half ago, I was having some other, you know, leg and foot related pain that is caused by my back issue. And I was right on the verge of calling the doctor and setting up an appointment. Because they said, you know, if this ever comes back, and it will, we're sure it will, you'd be sure to let us know right away. Okay, I'll do that. I was just on the verge of calling the doctor when I caught that head cold. And so I ended up not calling the doctor. And then sometime during my head cold, the foot thing went away, which is really my back thing. The back thing went away, and I said, okay, huh. Well, maybe it isn't actually my back thing. Maybe maybe it was just a temporary slight injury, right? So how long has it been since I've had that cold? I've been over it for, what, about a week now, maybe? And now for the last couple days I have this weird thing in my heel, which isn't doing anything right now. And like 2 days ago it wasn't doing anything, but the day before that it did a thing, and now it's doing a thing. And now I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Although I am standing at the side of the horizontal forest, gazing in, looking for marmots. Where's my mutties? No marmots today. Okay. So I'm creeping along, looking down into the pit of despair. A very, very wide part, very eroded part of this tiny, teeny little creek. This little creek is just the watershed for this neighborhood, this residential neighborhood that's behind the park. And it rains. How long is this creek? Oh, it's kind of crooked, but, you know, it's probably not a total of, what, 200 meters, maybe 250 meters, 250 meters long, and it flows down into the very large patio that's down by the parking lot. All right, so I'm creeping through here slowly, looking at all kinds of stuff, looking at rotten logs that are soaking wet but aren't producing anything. What about this log over here? I'm seeing lots of little forest snail shells. And this log is doing nothing. Okay. Huh. You know, I was kind of hoping for some mushrooms of some kind. What about that big old tree that fell down over there? I don't see anything. How do I get over there? Is there a way to get over there? Okay, hold on a second. Before we think about all that, we got to check this traditional zone. This zone used to have all kinds of great stuff. Like this log right here is a tree that was growing right there. And that tree had oysters on it. And then it had puffballs on it. Well, the tree had oysters on it, and that caused the tree to fall down and be dead and turn into a log. And then on the log grew puffballs. And then that log also grew something. What were those one things? Saw something else and blah, blah, blah. But now all these logs aren't doing anything. Not a damn thing. There's nothing happening. I'm looking back into some at some logs deeper in the forest. Wait, is that something on that log, or is that just leaves? That looks like leaves. There's nothing out here. I'm oddly disappointed. Where's all the cool mushrooms? You know, this autumn season for mushrooms has been a little slow, been a little weird. I was just thinking last night, there's a lot of stuff that we haven't seen in forever. You know, like, I think we talked about it the other day, Caprinus caprinus, the shaggy mane. Why aren't we finding tons of them? Ooh. Oh, now look at this up here. This is new since the last time we've been out here. This old dead tree broke. Well, it's not totally dead, it's just old. And it's one of these trees that's bifurcated right as it comes out of the ground. And one of the bifurcations, one of the chunks, one of the big branches cracked off, clunk, fell down. But there's no mushrooms on it or anything. And here's something weird in the middle of the path. Looks like a raptor pellet, but that doesn't make any sense. You don't usually find those on the path, and usually you find more than one. Let me look around here. Not seeing any others. Huh. Okay. Let us continue. Still checking out all the logs. Now look at this. I'm still checking out all the forest snail shells. Look right here. In this one little 1 meter stretch that's 30 centimeters wide. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. And these are just the ones that I'm seeing immediately. 14, 15. Jeez. This is the snail zone. Wow, look over here. There's even more. These shells are little snail shells. They're only about, the little ones are about 8 millimeters in diameter, and the bigger ones, like this bigger one here it's almost 15 millimeters. Look at these. There's just boatloads of them. All the little shells. Wow, here's a big one. There's a really big one. This one's big enough that it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wraps. Most of these are only like 3 or 4 wraps. Cool. All right. I gotta go up this little hillock. It's making my foot weird. All right, we're by the big old weird broken tree that marmots like to hang out in because there's marmot holes underneath it. And that marmot hole kind of looks like it's been in use lately. Any matties in there? Hello. Come out and play, please. No matties are coming out. I hear chirpy birds. I see damp logs. Soggy, soggy logs. Huh. But I'm coming to the end of the path. And we need to make a decision. Do we want to go left? Honk, honk to you, bird. Do we want to go left and hook around the head of the creek and back around the backside? That might be kind of windy, though. Huh. Or do we want to go right? And, ooh, I remember seeing this last time. Here's a branch that fell off a tree that's covered in large tremestes. It's old, though. Or we can turn left. I mean right. What direction is this? This is right. What is that over there? Is that a thing? That's not a thing. And if we turn right, then we need to walk down this access road that leads up to the park caretaker's center headquarters. Whatever it is called, I don't know. Oh, look at that path. There's a Maki path or something. And as we walk along here, we then come to this little path that cuts right back into the forest. Ha ha ha. Going the other way. So we're going to take this path because I was thinking that this might give us some access to some logs back here. Yeah, okay. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? We got a couple logs. We got some stuff. Nothing. There's a lot more leaves down, but it's still very green. Very green here. Very, very green. This is a very, very, very lignined out log. Anything on the log? Nothing. Huh. Okay. Hey, we got some big old logs up here. Let's go check them out. Ooh, yeah, so it's a little brisk today. It's a little cool. My fingertips are a little bit cold. And I'm wondering, what am I going to have to eat for lunch today? Probably a bratwurst. Looking at logs. Or maybe... maybe I can convince myself that it's cold. And I can eat some soup. I could make some soup. I got some soup stuff. What do we got? I got some logs. And logs are not soup. If we can find some cool mushrooms, we could put them in the soup. There are none. But here's another crazy little marmot path. Chubba, 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 chubba. Yeah, there's a den up there, I remember now. Over there, and they go running down there to get... Oh, wait, 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 wait. What's back in there? Was ist los? Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. What do we got? What do we got? Now we got something to look at. We got ourselves some... What is it? It's Caprinus. It's big Caprinus. Oh my goodness, it's Caprinus comatus. Hooray! We finally found something cool. Except it's not very photogenic. It's not popping up anywhere good. We've got two sort of medium-sized clumps. We got one clump's got 8 mushrooms popping up, and we got another clump. It's got about a dozen. But most of these are, half of these are destroyed, because whoever's running along this path here probably stepped on them. And they went chunk-a-chunk-a-chunk. Yeah, so we're not seeing anything interesting, although we are seeing... Oh, wait, here's some more back here, hiding. Hiding behind this tree. Yeah, we got some more. Pretty good-sized Caprinus, Comatus. Okay, wait. I think I see some over there, too. Let's go back and walk around and then come up here. And where was that? It was right up. Oh, yeah. There's just one or two other ones, just sort of, you know, outliers back here. Yeah, here's another one. Okay, well, cool. It hasn't been a complete bust then for mushrooms. Nothing exciting, but... Oh, there's another little clump up there a little bit. Hey, maybe that one... That's, okay, huh. Is there a photograph here? Maybe. The problem is we're real close to the dumpster. There's a dumpster, 10, 15 meters away that, I don't know, the park guys use for whatever. And, yeah, trash leaves the dumpster, and it shows up right here. Ow, this is... Ah, heel. Let's get in here. This is not going to work, because I got to just try to bear... Trying to avoid taking pictures of the garbage and just get pictures of the mushrooms. That might work. It's not a very good photograph. But, that might just be about all we get for today. You know what I'm saying? All right, how did I get in here? I went this way. Sticks are trying to bite me. Okay. Back on the path. Traveling outward. Checking logs. Nothing on this log. Huh. And now, I need to check all my pockets for facial tissue. But I'm remembering that, no, I did laundry 2 days ago and I took out all the napkins and facial tissue that I had in my pockets so I could wash my short pants. And that's why I have no Kleenex or facial tissue. But there is some in my car. Looks like we're going to wait. All right. We're back into the sort of the scrubby bits. And this is where the turkeys like to hide. But there's no turkeys in here today. And there's no mushrooms in here today. Not that there usually are, but, you know, whatever. And boom, now we get kicked back out. Out of the forest. And we're at the part where we got to cross back over the road. Exciting. Oh, well, I wasn't paying any attention. We're going to cross the road. We're going to get back on the path that we came in on. This just makes things easier later. Okay, in other news, let's see. When did I do that? I don't remember. Was it last night or the night before? I don't know. I was messing around with my synthesizer and I unplugged some of that dorky stuff we were working on, including the automatic flute playing business. We can always set that up again. Never going to forget that trick. That's going to come in handy for a lot of stuff. And I spent some time just messing around with trying to do weird trigger stuff. I wasn't making music so much as I was sort of thinking about aspects of control and modulation. And I've got nothing to show for it. So, unfortunately, probably not going to be any synth today. I guess I'm looking at the clock. We've only got 4.5 more minutes of this show. So, yeah, don't worry. You're not missing anything. I didn't do anything interesting. But I've been trying to think of interesting things to do. Maybe we'll get into that tomorrow. Figure out something today. The cat's sleeping on my synth. I covered it up, and now my cat is sleeping on the blanket. And that's on the synth, and the cat's on some of the synth stuff. And it's just like, oh my God. What is the cat getting out of that? I don't know. But she was acting kind of weird last night, though, too. So I don't even know if I'm going to be able to synth today. The weird thing is, I haven't poured any kitty water yet today. I got up kind of late. I was lazy. Well, not really, but needless to say, I got up a little bit later than normal. And I said, oh, this isn't good. But then the cat just chilled. So I'm thinking that when I get home, here in about 8 more minutes, the cat will get up from the synth zone. And then maybe I can sneak in there and use my own equipment. I don't know what I was thinking I was going to do, but I don't know. Do something weird. Something with wacky clock tricks. Lots of interesting triggering and gates and stuff and blah, blah, blah. I need a touring machine. I'm coming to realize that it's a little more important than I thought it would be at this point in my synth adventure. But now I gotta figure out, okay, which one do I want? Because there's a couple that I like. One's a little bit cheaper than the other. But then again, couldn't I just build one of these? Isn't it really just a 4017 chip that's cycling and it's got a random noise source hooked up to it, which I could make, but I wouldn't really have to because I already got noise, but maybe it would be fun to make a noise and then we could... Yeah, I need to order some parts. Oh, yeah, I just remembered something else. Last night I was thinking, oh, I gotta order some parts and I gotta get some 3.5 millimeter jacks because I have none. Because I'd really like to make some cables for this special application, or I sure would like to go get another one of those solar panels that doesn't have the 3.5 millimeter jack on them anymore, but I could cut the cable off and then solder my own jack on there and we could use it up and over. I gotta get some plugs too. Wouldn't kill me to get some 3.5 millimeter plugs. But anyway. I'm almost back to my car. I can see it. And I'm surprised that the high power lines that are over me are not crackling and spitting. Boy, last time I was here, they were really going crazy. But you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that looks for mushrooms on cold and rainy days, right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. The wind's coming up. Thank God it's the end of the line. The end of the line for me. Yes.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
All right, back to the car. Out of the wind. I'm going home to drink some tea. He said to